Whatever you would like, it's the live Christmas Day edition of the program, and with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray. Merry Christmas, Ian.
And a happy holidays to you and yours, Johnny Ray. Glad to have you here tonight. You've brought along to share with us the 10, top 10 from 2012, the top 10 archaeological discoveries. We've already talked about Mayan god masks. We've also, the sun god masks.
Yep.
Also, the analysis that scientists did, archaeologists did on the tooth enamel of, or whatever was left of their teeth, like chemicals and residue and things like that, to find out what sort of things they were eating. And
Neanderthals.
Yeah, Neanderthals. So we're going to continue that list here, and then also on the way, prison... being in prison on Christmas and being in prison for not actually harming anybody else but refusing to go along with what the state wants from you. But let's continue the top 10 list. What's next?
First use of poison, Lubombo Mountains, KwaZulu-Natal, South Africa.
Okay.
By Zach Zorich. A notched wooden stick from South Africa's border cave dating to 24,000 years ago contains the earliest evidence of humans using poison. The artifact was found in the 1970s, but new chemical studies conducted by a research team led by Francesco Derrico of Bordeaux University in France revealed trace amounts of substances from poisonous castor beans.
Hmm.
The stick may have been used to apply poison to arrowheads, just as a culture of modern-day hunter-gatherers called the San does today in southern Africa. According to Derrico, poison is an important part of traditional San hunting methods because their bone-tipped arrows usually don't cause enough damage to kill large prey
mm-hmm.
on their own. The poison applicator is just one of several artifacts, some dating to as early as 44,000 years ago, that resemble objects used by the San. Others include a digging stick, ostrich eggshell beads, carved pig tusks, bone arrow heads, and a lump of beeswax. Derrico's team believes the finds indicate that San culture emerged about 44,000 years ago, making these the earliest link to a culture of modern humans. The findings also clarify why it is thought that modern human behavior, loosely defined as making objects that show symbolic thinking or complex hunting methods, may have begun in Africa. Earlier evidence of such behavior has been uncovered in South Africa at sites such as Blombos Cave and Pinnacle Point, where beads, pigments, and artifacts related to fishing that date to more than 100,000 years ago have been found.
Wow.
Those types of artifacts, however, seem to disappear from the archaeological record at later times, indicating that those cultures may have died out. The poison and other discoveries from Border Cave, on the other hand, are the earliest that can be directly connected to an extant culture, that being the San. We think of modern humans as people who are able to change their culture all the time, says Derrico. But when we have a very effective cultural adaptation, we don't need to change.
855-450-FREE. We'll continue the list of the 10 top 10 archaeological finds of 2012 here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE. And we'll move to thestranger.com, where they have a story about Catherine Olsnick and Matt Duran. And if the names sound familiar, it's because we talked about them on this program a few months ago when they and another young lady were locked up in SeaTac Federal Prison for refusing to testify, refusing to speak to the grand jury in an investigation regarding some alleged anarchist activities in the Northwest. And what ended up happening was, for some reason, they let out the pretty girl, because, and I forget what her name was, but one of them's a guy, the other one is a female, but she's not nearly as attractive as the other one, and there was a lot of talk about how, you know, the young lady who was the attractive of the three got
she
all the attention.
First, yes, she had first written a note, a letter, an editorial.
She did a video blog too. Yeah, so she
and before she was picked up or turned herself in.
Before she turned herself in,
she turned herself in. She got out A day later, two days later.
Yeah, it wasn't long at all.
And she was very, she didn't have a lot to say about anything.
She wasn't doing any interviews after that. I haven't heard if she ever has done any interviews. I had reached out to the website that was kind of promoting her, and I never heard back from them. So who knows what's going on with her. But the other two are still there. And the story again from TheStranger.com. The visiting room of the SeaTac Federal Prison, Federal Detention Center, is bleak. Prison is supposed to be bleak, but it's difficult to appreciate how bleak it is until you've walked inside. Past the grim security checkpoint, the sallow-faced chaplain with the giant keys hanging from his pants, the many heavy doors that slam shut behind you like a metal thunderclap, the off-white walls and institutional lighting that seem to suck the color out of everyone's hair and clothes, the frosted-over windows to block any view of the outside world, and into the visiting room with its plastic chairs arranged in sets of four, with a guard sitting in a high booth presiding over the room like a board judge.
Ian, I know I've been to a jail or two, and I know how depressing that is. I can only imagine how depressing and dehumanizing long stretches in prison can be.
Sure.
You were in
jail
for months.
2 months.
Did you ever want to pull your hair out? Or?
No. No. I mean, it was a little bit frustrating to have to get up at 5:30 in the morning most days to go to work in the kitchen, but I enjoyed going and doing the kitchen work. It was something to do, easy way to pass 8 hours or 9 hours in some cases. So for me, it was more like going to camp, you know, with the guys for several months. For a couple months, and that was more of the kind of the vibe that there was there. But then again, we're talking about the Keene Spiritual Retreat, which is it's our fun name for the Cheshire County Jail here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, where we live. Some other jails would be a much less desirable experience, including the one in Manchester, from what I understand. Damo Freeman and Wes Freeman, who both spent months in that jail, did not have a pleasant time in that jail. And jail's not supposed to be pleasant. I wouldn't say, you know, obviously I'd rather be outside doing my thing and, you know, whatever it is I want to do outside of the jail. But I went into that jail with the expectation that it would be as positive an experience as I could possibly have. And that's the experience that I had. So, you know, it is what it is. They are designed to be institutional. They're not designed to be comfortable. The beds are not comfortable. But the way the jail is run can bring a level of humanity to the operation that would not otherwise be present. So, you know, if you're going into a jail that's being run by a sadistic guy and his guards are also sadists, you're going to have probably a pretty bad time. But if you're in a jail that's run by somebody who actually seems to be in touch with his humanity, I'm talking about Rick Van Wickler, who's the warden or the superintendent of the jail in Cheshire County. Uh-huh. He's also a law enforcement against prohibition member who actually allows his guards to wear law enforcement against prohibition pins at work. So some of the guards who support ending prohibition are actually able to express it openly. Express it as part of their uniform.
That's amazing.
The job. It's something special, right? Like, you don't really hear about that kind of stuff happening in any correctional institution. So for me, you know, it wasn't a terrible experience. It wasn't even really a bad experience. It was just an experience. And that's because that was partially because it was my intention, and partially because I chose Cheshire County as one of the places, you know, my place to live, because I knew the jail here was better. And I knew there was a chance I would go to jail because I was into the whole civil disobedience thing. And to some extent, I still am. Did I answer your question?
Yes, it did.
So, you know, I think this is interesting reading this Brendan Kiley over at TheStranger.com and his, you know, explanation of what it's like to walk into this prison. Most people don't ever do that. They don't ever go to jail or prison, not just as a prisoner, but, you know, just as somebody to visit. When you get put in jail, they say that you find out who your real friends are because they're the ones who come see you.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, most people don't have any experience going into jail. They don't know what it's like dealing with guards. They don't know, or the corrections officers, and how institutional it is and how bleak, as he's describing it. It's something that more people should experience. And I don't mean that you should go in, you know, as a prisoner, but to just go and visit some people in a jail and just, you know, to experience a little bit of it, to get a taste for what that's like. 855-453, because I think a lot of people just want to forget about the jail. They don't want to think about that it exists. They don't want to think about the kind of people that are being held there, like these two, who haven't harmed anybody else. We'll continue the story in moments.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Christmas Day edition of the program. We will take your calls about anything you would like. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you on our site. They include news updates. You can get signed up, and you can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever your preference. Now, if you're following us via email, you'll get the most important information about Free Talk Live, like last night Actually, in the middle of the night, I posted a recent interview that was conducted with Mark and myself. We were featured on America Tonight with Kate Delaney. It's her overnight show that she does on a number of stations across the country, and she was kind enough to have us on a couple of weeks ago.
You know, Ian, sometimes I spend the night next door, and I hear voices through the walls. I hear noises coming from over here late at night sometimes.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with Kate, but she's a very nice lady. She does a show, and she had us on, and I posted that. The email list will guarantee that you'll find out the latest information about Free Talk Live. Facebook and Twitter, you don't get a guarantee, right? Because you don't know, you know, whenever you're on Facebook, you only see what happens to be on your news feed at that moment. So it's a little bit more, I don't know, flighty with Facebook.
Right.
But you can still sign up there because obviously Facebook and Twitter are real big. So go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us in whatever way or method pleases you. And, of course, they're all free. By the way, I forgot to mention last night, it is Twitter Tuesday. So if you tweet something at Free Talk Live, we will follow the Free Talk Live account. We'll follow your Twitter account in return. So just tweet something, at symbol, the words Free Talk Live all run together as one word, and then it'll show up on our radar, so to speak, and we'll give you a follow in return. So again, Twitter Tuesday, that offer continues for the remainder of the evening tonight.
I still don't know the first thing about no Twitter.
You know, Twitter was a mystery to me up until a few months ago. Several months ago, and it's still something I don't really entirely grasp, but I've become able to use Twitter, and I feel like I'm using it probably better than, you know, the average radio station might use it, but I'm certainly in no way a Twitter expert.
Excellent.
I still don't really understand the whole trending thing and why that even matters or who even cares about that, but I guess somebody does. It, I don't know if you've heard about this, but if you put a pound sign in front of words, then that helps contribute to those terms trending on Twitter. And I guess that's like what's hot, what people are talking about or what they're searching for. So you're supposed to put the pound sign in front of words that could be trending. I'm sure I'm explaining this in a very poor manner. But
you and I both live in New England. New England is the home to a lot of professional sports teams, among them the Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Shaquille O'Neal, I think, is a Celtic. I know he was a Celtic, a new Celtic.
I only know Larry Bird was on the Celtics back in the 1980s. I don't know anything else about basketball.
The Boston Celtics have had, nor do I, first of all. Yeah. I know nothing about basketball. But since when I first moved here, the talk radio I listened to was news talk radio because it's talk and it's not idiotic or offensive like all the political talk is. So I listened to sports talk.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty smart, and I sort of became a fan of the New England teams.
I see. I'm sorry.
I learned on Twitter that Shaquille O'Neal was hanging out at a park. I think it was Harvard Park. Maybe.
Did he tweet that he was hanging
out
there?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
So you're following him. So you use Twitter.
No. I heard about it on 93.5 Sports Talk.
Oh, okay. So you heard about it through old media who was monitoring the Twitter accounts.
That's right.
And then you went to the park.
No, I didn't.
And screamed and jumped up and down.
A bunch of people did, though, and they got their picture taken with Shaq.
How about that?
Shaquille O'Neal has always had a power over me. He's always been very appealing.
Really?
He's so tall, and he's very charismatic.
Have you met him before?
No, I haven't.
How do you know then? How do you know? I mean, obviously you know he's tall, but how do you know he's charismatic?
I've seen him on television a handful of times.
Maybe that's not the real him, though. Maybe he's just putting on an act.
He can't fake what I've seen.
Okay. All right. I'll take your word for it.
So I'm not sure. Oh, that was...
When did you become
a... That's the biggest Twitter event that has happened to me, just imagining going to Harvard Park and and giving Shaq a high five.
When did you become aware that Shaq was, like, that you were a fan?
I don't remember, Ian.
Were you a young man at the time? I mean, have you been following his career for a number of years, or is it a recent development?
You know, I saw him probably on an award show or something, some kind of pop culture thing that wasn't necessarily sports related, although it may have been. It may have been a sports show that I saw him on, sports talk show where he was sitting there giving his perspective on some sport event. And he's just like you can tell with anybody, no matter what their specialty is, if they've got some great talent like he's got for affability and brains and a quick, clever mind, it makes itself evident immediately. So I've only seen him a couple of times, but I know he's the man, and I'd love to shake his hand. And this year I'm going to get an O'Neal Celtics jersey.
Cool, man. You should follow your dreams. I support that. 855-450-FREE. By the way, you've been hearing about Bitcoins for a while now on Free Talk Live. The number of people using them around the world is exploding. If you have a business and want to accept Bitcoins but aren't sure how to go about it, you're in luck. BitPay has made it easy for you. Thanks to BitPay, there is now an easy way for any website, charity, or retail store to accept Bitcoins and have them instantly converted into cash and deposited right into your bank account. These fees involved are much lower than the credit cards that you might have been dealing with in the past, and there's no risk of chargeback or fraud. Visit BitPay.com to get started. That's BitPay.com.
Question, Ian.
Yes, sir.
How do you pronounce the word caramel?
You know, it might depend on my mood. I think I pronounced it caramel.
As does Shaq.
As opposed to caramel?
Exactly.
Yeah. What about you, Johnny?
I pronounce it caramel.
Caramel.
Yes,
is that a southern thing to pronounce it like that?
I don't think so.
Tomato, tomato?
Tomato. All Americans say tomato.
Does anyone say tomato? Is it
English
like a European
people
thing?
Do.
So we've got enough time for another one of these archaeological finds, I think. The top 10 archaeological discoveries of 2012. What's next on the list?
Aztec ritual burial. Mexico City, Mexico by Roger Atwood. Mexico's Templo Mayor was a center of Aztec civic life before the Spanish conquest. In 2012, archaeologists learned more about its importance for civic death. In a grisly discovery, they excavated more than 1,000 tightly packed human bones, among them 45 skulls and 250 jaw bones. There was only one complete undisturbed skeleton in a separate niche, a woman lying face down, her left hand resting enigmatically on her back, and her right on her abdomen. She was surrounded by more bones, including at least 10 skulls, plus ceramic and charcoal offerings. Raul Barrera of Mexico's National Institute of Anthropology and History says the larger cache was probably a closure deposit, buried as a kind of consecration after an important building phase around 1479. Because the bones are so crowded together, he says they must have been buried elsewhere, exhumed, and reburied here. But not all of them. Barrera's team excavated a volcanic slab used for human sacrifices, beneath which they found 5 more skulls with gaping perforations.
Repeat. We can continue here in moments. 855-450-FREE. I'm glad somebody else on this show has an appreciation for rolling some R's when it's the appropriate time to do it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and do it toll free at 855-450-FREE. Yeah, we're actually here live. It's Christmas Day, and it's Ian here in the studio.
And Johnny Ray.
And we'll take your calls about whatever you would like. 855-450-FREE, the toll free number here tonight. I mentioned a few moments ago BitPay.com as a great solution for businesses, charities, people that want to accept payments in Bitcoin online but aren't sure how to go about it. But Bitcoins aren't just for business. Bitcoins are for the individual. Bitcoins help you free yourself from the strictures of the existing monetary system, all of its gatekeepers, all of its, the people that set the rules up and, decide whether or not to allow you to have an account. You got to jump through some hoops, give them your social security number in order to get a bank account or credit card, things like that. Not so with Bitcoin. You can just get some. Download the Bitcoin client, and there's a few of them available. There's the regular one, and there's some alternative clients. Download the Bitcoin client of your choice, and you're good to go.
Something new is going to rise from the ashes of the monetary system we have today in the world, and Bitcoin seems like the most credible extant currency to be that thing that survives into the future.
I think that you're right about that. I mean, obviously, I'm counting on it to some extent because I've got some bitcoins and I intend to continue holding those bitcoins in the hopes that they will continue to grow. Of course, we never know what's going to happen. There could be some sort of bitcoin killer that comes out, meaning that a better digital currency, not that Bitcoin will die from it, but something that could be somehow perceived as better than or more advanced than the Bitcoin. There are some competitors out there, but they don't have near the market share, the value that Bitcoin does. There's a couple of others. But Bitcoin's there. It made it to market first. It did it successfully. It has the ability to be changed over time. It's not locked into the same old system. They can upgrade the potential for how it works. It's an open source project. And I totally agree, Johnny Ray. It's an amazing currency that is now the most valuable currency in the world. If that doesn't tell you something special about Bitcoin, I don't know what does. I mean, besides the fact that you can transfer money instantly or virtually instantly across the world to anyone else with a Bitcoin wallet, go to BitInstant.com. It's the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire Bitcoins. Because once you get the Bitcoin client, it doesn't come with free money. You've got to put Bitcoins in there. And the only way, one of the ways you can do it is by getting Bitcoins from others, so maybe selling some service or product to them, and getting them to pay you in Bitcoins. But the other way to do it is to convert cash, the cash you already have, into Bitcoins. And BitInstant makes that possible. You can do it by depositing that cash at more than a million locations worldwide in over something like 30 countries, as well as your own computer through things like Dwolla. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, get started. It's very simple. You don't need an account or anything like that. BitInstant.com.
Ian, I think it's very interesting that the Bitcoin nominally is the most, quote, valuable currency in the world. But otherwise, I don't think that that is really very important, its nominal value, to any currency. And to tell you the truth, I'm not sure, what are the great metrics to judge the value of a currency? One of them might be its value today compared to what it was a week ago and a year ago. It's the Bitcoin in this instance is certainly higher than it was a week ago.
I think that the value, the actual dollar value, because you can value Bitcoins in whatever other currency you would like, convert it over, but the dollar value of Bitcoins is an indicator of how valuable it is to people. Like, if Bitcoins weren't valuable to folks, then they wouldn't be worth 13-something a piece right now. So the fact is that people know the Bitcoin is easy to use. They know it's something that that is effective. It does what it says it's going to do. It's reliable, and it bypasses all the old financial networks and the gatekeepers. That's real value, and the market has decreed that by making it, you know, worth 13-something bucks a piece. And this summer it was, what, 7 or 10 or somewhere in there like that?
It had gone down to as low as 6, I think. Not sure if that was this summer. When I came into the big, when I started buying them, they were 9. And now they're about 13.25, I think.
Yeah, I wish I'd been smart enough to buy them early on, but I just, you know, it took me a while to figure it out. So let's get back to the story about the folks in prison. SeaTac Federal Detention Center. We're all over the place tonight, but that's okay. So TheStranger.com is talking about walking into this place, SeaTac Federal Detention Center. There's a large visiting room with many doors leading off to other places. It also serves as a transit point in the prison. Men and the occasional woman wearing prison khakis sit, staring into the middle distance with flat expressions, waiting until a guard, sometimes wearing latex gloves, opens a door and barks out names. Then the inmates get up, sometimes eagerly and sometimes hesitantly, and walk into some other chamber of the federal fortress. Amid all the bleakness, inmate Catherine Olchnick seems surprisingly smiley and optimistic. She's one of two inmates I've come to visit. The other is Matt Duran, who have been sitting in this prison for around 3 months. Duran a few days more than that, Olchnick a few days less. They haven't been accused of a crime. They haven't even been arrested for a crime. They're here because they refuse to answer questions for a federal prosecutor in front of a grand jury about people they may or may not know, who those people are, who they hang out with, and what political opinions those people hold. Just to give you a quick rewind, these people were arrested after some May Day activities happened in Seattle. And the people that we're talking about here weren't involved in those activities. And they said that the police seemed to know that, but they still wanted to ask them questions about some other anarchists that they were associated with. These cops went in and raided anarchists' homes. They went in and raided these folks' homes, and they took literature. They took clothing,
right.
And computers, and they, you know, they didn't actually make any arrests in those occasions. They just took all their stuff. Then later, they got the grand jury indictment saying, you need to come and talk to us. And basically, these people are being imprisoned until further notice, which could be several months, or could be something like 18 months last time I looked, until the grand jury is no longer impaneled. So basically, they get to hold them in prison until they are no longer impaneled, the grand jury. Because they refuse to speak. So you thought you got a right to remain silent? Well, maybe you do have a right to remain silent, but they apparently have the right to put you in a cage if you do. It's crazy what's being done to these people.
Can you tell me more about grand jury impaneling?
I don't know much about it at the federal level. I know how it works in New Hampshire. They have the, you know, like the county grand juries that do the indictments. Basically, it's a group of people. They bring them in to court, not like a Pettit jury. The Pettit jury is the, you know, the 12 or the 6 or whatever that would sit on and actually judge a case. The grand jury's job is to come in and look at what the county attorney wants to put out there as far as indicting people and, you know, charging them with felonies and serious misdemeanors, things like that. So they're presented with the case, basically. They're presented with the pitch on the case by the county attorney and are told to vote true bill or no bill, technically, as I think is what it's called. And it's something like 22 or 23 or 4 people on the grand jury here in New Hampshire. And feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. This may or may not apply to where you live, but generally the whole true bill, no bill thing applies. And generally, you know, the statements I'm making, I think, are true most grand juries across the country. So they hear the pitch. They say, oh, well, you know, so-and-so, Mr. Whoever has, you know, we'd like to indict him for, you know, selling drugs or murder or whatever it is that the alleged crime is. And then the grand jury takes a look at all that information and they determine whether or not they think that this is a case worth moving forward with.
Uh-huh.
And I believe they only need a majority of the grand jurors in order to move forward. So you don't have to have unanimous decision to do it, to continue bringing those charges.
Mm-hmm.
So they bring back their decisions, and then at that point, the indictments, I think, are then official. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and can you explain how that would be, how that this grand jury would be acting in the case of these people in Seattle?
Well,
Seattle area.
I guess So this is a federal grand jury. I don't know how different that is from the state grand juries.
What you know about state grand juries?
I don't know if they can bring people in to testify in front of the state grand juries besides the prosecutors. Maybe they can. Maybe they can do this very same thing in your local grand juries. But what it sounds like is that they wanted to have these people be interviewed in front of the grand jury for some reason, and these guys just aren't willing to participate. We'll tell you more about their prison experience here in a moment. 855-450-FREE, and we'll take your calls about anything you want on this live Christmas Day edition of Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Live Christmas Day edition of the show.
Merry Christmas.
Indeed, ho, ho, ho. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
We're going to go right back to the phones, and then we'll continue to talk about prison and the anarchists that have been in prison now for 3 months because they didn't want to speak. They didn't want to talk to a grand jury. But Dave is on the line listening in Honolulu where it's still the daytime. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey there. Yeah, the sun's still up in Honolulu.
Indeed, sir. Two in the afternoon there? 2:45, something like that?
3:45.
All right, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, because we don't do daylight saving.
So nice.
Goes back and forth. I'm hoping you will give me sort of a retrospective on your experience with civil disobedience. What were your objectives before you set out on that? Do you think you achieved your objectives? What did you learn? Were you trying to shame the statists or get them to actually cave in? Or were you just trying to educate the bystanders? Were you
That's a good question.
Or MLK or...
Yeah, that's a good question. It's hard to really answer it because I've been involved in several different arrests for civil disobedience and non-cooperation. Most of them were spur-of-the-moment decisions I was in a situation and didn't back down, like, you know, the recent one in Palmer, Massachusetts.
Yeah, I want to say it's a lot about just being true to yourself.
Right. I mean, I'd made the decision in advance in a lot of cases that I was willing to make that stand. Like, you know, the time, Johnny Ray, when we were arrested, you were not arrested for standing in front of the police cars, but you were arrested on that same occasion for having an open container.
Yes, and I told you that I was sitting there. They were arresting, was it Heike?
Yep.
They were arresting Heike, and you... David. David Krause had put himself in front of the police car, right?
And I was not on the hike a day. It was David Krause who had inspired me to do it by sitting in front of the police car during the 420 celebration arrests in Nashua at the Liberty Forum the year prior to that. So in 2009, I believe, is when David Krause was arrested. So when I saw David do that, I knew that I wanted to emulate that particular action, and I had made the decision that the next time I saw the police arresting someone peaceful, that I was going to stand in front of a police car. So that was that instance, Dave, the standing in front of the police car, was probably the most planned instance of civil disobedience that I have involved in, you know, that resulted in arrest. There's other civil disobedience where I, you know, was involved and people weren't arrested, like smoking cannabis on Central Square here in Keene. But that one I had planned in advance. I planned what I was going to do, but I did not plan when or where it was going to occur. So on the day that Heike was being arrested that you're talking about, Johnny Ray, I decided that was when I was going to put my plan into motion, and I encouraged some others to join me, and four people did stand in front of and behind those police cruisers. So,
What was your objective, though, and do you think you achieved it?
My objective was to stand...
to not do nothing while they were arresting Heike.
Yeah, it was a very simple objective. I had been inspired to make a stand, and that was my time to do it, to stand up for someone who was peaceful, who was being arrested, in an attempt to prevent that, to send a message to the police that I don't appreciate
that you cared enough about what they were doing, that you would do something about it.
Exactly. Yeah.
That you would do... what you could without having to resort to violence.
Yep, I would say you nailed that one. And then, like I said, in other cases, Palmer, town of Palmer, I didn't expect to have any issue with recording video in the town hall. But when I showed up and there was a sign on the door that said no video recording allowed, I certainly knew there was a good chance they could be arresting me at that point. I didn't want to be arrested in Massachusetts, but... once you get the hang of standing up for yourself, it's hard to back down in a situation like that. So when the man in the uniform threatened me, I did not back down and was arrested, charged with disorderly conduct. So for me, there's not a whole lot of thought and planning that goes into most of these things because I'm just in so many occasions where I'm encountering these status and the aggressors, and they give me these opportunities to stand up for other people's freedoms or my own in certain cases, and I just do that. So I know that there are some people that are better at planning civil disobedience. Your old roommate, Johnny Ray, Andrew Carroll, made a real big splash when he did a marijuana civil disobedience. It's probably been 3 or 4 years now.
It was in 2009.
Yeah, and he made a big deal about it. We promoted it effectively in advance. He went out to one of the public squares here in Keene, New Hampshire, held the marijuana out in his hand, gave a speech.
Read some Nietzsche quotes.
Right, and then the cops actually showed up 20 minutes later, so had he just come, made the speech, and left, he probably would have gotten away with it. But the cops showed up later on after we were all still kind of milling around and made that arrest. And I think that, I think that he milked that for as much publicity as it possibly could have gotten. Have I answered your question?
Yeah, pretty much. What I would learn from that, I think, is that, anytime you're going to take video in those circumstances, there's a chance that they're going to surprise you and freak out, and so you have to have a contingency. Okay, what are we going to do if they start freaking out about the video? Because with the Glick decision and everything else, they still arrested you. So I think there's kind of nothing. We can't claim to be surprised when anything happens anymore.
I agree. Yeah, I mean, if you're going into an encounter with people with guns and badges, then there's a chance that you could end up in a cage.
There's funky incentives. Anything can happen.
Right. The more disobedient and non-cooperative you are, the more likely they're going to come up with some kind of a catch-all charge, like a disorderly conduct, for instance, and take you away. And, half the time with these charges, they drop them before trial. And so really that they're ultimately just coming up with a way to stop you from doing what you're doing and get you off the street and stop, whatever scene is being created. Of course, usually they're the ones creating the scene by making the arrests. But, even if they know that the charges aren't going to stick, they have no liability for a false charge.
And that can be good for you.
It could be good.
That can be good for you. That can be good, better than some of the alternatives. If they're going
like getting a club to the head? I mean, what do you mean by alternatives?
Yeah, like being booked and charged and put in jail for something instead of being taken away from, being kidnapped temporarily only and then being released.
Most of the time you get a charge and then that charge stays until several months later when you actually end up going to trial, and that whole time you're living under bail conditions. So ultimately you have been punished even without ever seeing the inside of a courtroom. If they end up dropping that charge 12 months later, but the whole time you've been on bail conditions that say you can't do this and this and this, then to some extent you've been restricted without any kind of due process of being in court and actually being convicted.
Yeah, being charged with a crime is always inconvenient, and
Indeed.
It's always a bad thing.
So, Dave, you know, for me, it's hard watching people do civil disobedience because it seems like it's unsustainable. Like, I fully support it. I have engaged in it myself. I will likely continue to engage in it. I also love non-cooperation because that's just one of those things you do when they come after you and you just don't cooperate. You know, for the speeding ticket that I recently had dropped, that was a totally kind of non-cooperative thing. It wasn't really civil disobedience. But I see, you know, people getting burned out on it because there just aren't enough people. There's not a critical mass of people doing civil disobedience. It's a risky behavior. It's usually worthwhile, in my opinion, for the personal empowerment that it involves. For me, it was a personal journey, more so than anything else, that was empowering. But then beyond that, you know, there's not really much that has changed. You could argue that here in Keene, we have kind of a demilitarized zone for cannabis in Central Square. And that might have been a success story. Certainly the 420 celebrations we had at in Concord have been unmolested every single time we've had them with, you know, a couple hundred people engaging in smoking cannabis on the front of the State House steps. So there's certainly real tangible evidence of civil disobedience working in the moment to stop the aggressors from doing their aggressive acts. But, you know, it hasn't led to laws being repealed or anything like that. And usually the people who engage in civil disobedience get burned out pretty fast. And we don't have enough people to keep up any kind of serious lengthy campaign of it. So,
a lot of what it has done has built a relationship between us and the bureaucrats. Ian, you've made a lot of friends in the Keene Police Department.
I would say I have some friendly officers that I don't know, you know, if I would count them as friends. In that, you know, friends are usually people you can trust to do things.
Uh-huh.
But
you can count on them.
I think there would have been an easier way to make friends with the cops.
Yeah, I fully support civil disobedience. I will support people who do civil disobedience as long as it's peaceful and principled, you know, liberty-oriented. But I don't know, unless you can get enough people together for it, I don't know how sustainable it is. And, Dave, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Hour 3 is next. You take control at 855-450-FREE. More from archaeological finds and prison in moments.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.